This is my commandment, love one another as I have loved you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Today we celebrate the memorial for a truly remarkable saint, one of the most popular in the Catholic Church, a heroic bishop who, during the so-called Protestant Reformation, was able to win back many from the Diocese of Geneva to come back to the Catholic Church. All because, as we see in today's Gospel, all because he was gentle and exemplified the love of Jesus Christ. And said, in fact, St. Vincent de Paul, in commenting upon him, saying, it is hard to believe that in our frail humanity, frail human nature, that anyone could have loved, exemplified the love of Jesus Christ as much as St. Francis de Sales. He was extraordinary, so much so that people coming into his presence would be converted on the spot. So gentle and so good and kind he was. He was an extraordinary bishop who won back many to the faith because he loved souls, and because he loved souls so much, he was so zealous and extended himself, working tirelessly for them, preaching, teaching, and writing little tracts on little slips of paper and delivering them and handing them out, telling about the truth of the church. It's hard to believe in the days before photocopiers and computers and everything that he was writing these things out by hand and distributing them to various people. So much so that eventually people were converted. Where he went into the Chablis, the town of Chablis, where and this area where so many had become Protestants, when he left, they all returned to the Catholic faith. So he was an extraordinary man. And his early childhood and so on showed this. Early in his life, he was in a devoted home. His practice of virtue, encouraged by his good parents, especially his mother, and then his own life of prayer. Very holy and innocent. He had great difficulty in becoming a priest. His father wanted him to have a secular career of success and marriage and so on, but he chose the faith. And after much difficulty, his father was finally persuaded to allow his son to go on to the priesthood. And from very first moments, he showed great signs of devotion and holiness. So much so that the Bishop of Geneva recommended him to be the provost and also his coadjutor as the bishop. His notoriety was so great that he was sent for by the Pope, Pope Clement VIII, and in the presence of various cardinals, including Baronius, the cousin of another cardinal, the cousin of St. Charles Borromeo, St. Robert Bellarmine, and many others, he was examined. And with his simplicity and modesty, he showed all of them his great learning. An astounding man who, I'm sure, at that meeting of the bishops and the cardinals, that they knew they had seen a truly great giant man of a man raised up by God during this time of difficulty during the Protestant Reformation, to bring back many souls with his gentle words and kindness. I've always been amazed at in the writings of St. Francis de Sales, how he uses so many natural metaphors to explain things. I'm not sure if he's the first one to write about it, but I presume he did. I know I read it somewhere, but I'm sure if he didn't say it first, or didn't say it in his writings, I'm sure he lived it. You will catch more flies with a spoonful of honey than a barrel full of vinegar. That is a classic statement that I think exemplifies the life of St. Francis de Sales, whose patron was St. Francis of Assisi. And he had a beautiful picture of St. Francis preaching to the birds in his room. And St. Francis was also a man of great kindness, who said to be patient and kind in all things. St. Francis de Sales, I'm sure, would reiterate that, to be patient and kind. And he was, during his life, in early part of his life, he was almost given to great despair. He never thought he would be able to make heaven. So in his desperation, his dark night, as it were, he prayed. And eventually, well, after praying the Memorare to Our Lady at the statue of Our Lady, he was given a special grace. And he was lifted, this despair was taken away from him. But it taught him a big lesson to be kind and patient with all the spiritual trials of people. And that's why he was so gentle in his spiritual direction, to which he gave to many, especially St. Jane Frances de Chantal, with whom he founded the Visitation Order. So he extended himself completely to so many people, who took spiritual direction from him, those who he instructed in the faith, those he governed as bishop, and those to whom he wrote many books and so on, among which is the classic Introduction to a Devout Life, which is making the Catholic spiritual life simple so that the ordinary man could read it. So we see in the life of St. Francis de Sales an extraordinary saint, well beloved, well worth reading and studying. And we need men like him in these days, learned and holy, who was zealous, who would be zealous for the salvation of souls. Because as in his day there were many lapsed Catholics, so in our day today there are so many lapsed Catholics, so many careless people who do not think about their eternal salvation. Certainly the words of our Lord, what does it profit a man to gain the whole world and suffer the loss of his soul? What does it profit if he gain the whole world? And for this world, why extend ourselves so much for success in this world at the expense of eternity? This is what we need to tell people. It is so important that today that people return to the Catholic faith and even look into the Catholic faith, because where else are they going to get salvation? Where else will people get the grace to grow in holiness, as Jesus has told, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you shall not have life in you. He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood has life everlasting, and I will raise him up on the last day. So many churches have no means of holiness, right? They have fellowship, but they don't have holiness. They don't have the complete truth of the teachings of Jesus Christ. They don't have the Holy Eucharist. They don't have the Mass. They don't have confession where they can get rid of their sins, and they carry around burdens their whole life of guilt, tremendous guilt. Because where else are they going to get rid of their sins except through the sacrament of penance, as Jesus has given to his church? Whose sins you shall forgive, they are forgiven. And we know that St. Francis de Sales was a great exemplar of this, because as a good bishop, he went around instructing and teaching and hearing confessions continually to rid people of their guilt and their sins so that they could experience the joy of being in the state of grace. So let us pray, as Our Lady asked the rosary. Pray that many, many souls who are far from God today, who are in danger of losing themselves in hell for all eternity. What does it profit a man to gain the whole world and suffer the loss of his soul? Pray, as Our Lady said, many souls who go to hell because no one prays or sacrifices for them. St. Francis de Sales prayed and sacrificed himself for the salvation of souls. So let us do the same. May the Lord bless you.